Bill Cohan, who chairs the Community Preservation Committee, says town meeting's vote to support the project
frees up $390,000 to acquire nearly half an acre of land that sits between Stevens Field and Sandwich Road, opening up this vista, this pedestrian entrance. It adds to Stevens Fields, making it larger, and it gives it greater purpose and use.
So what happens next?
Demolition begins this fall and into the spring construction. We hope to be done with Stevens Field and its renovations by the fall of 2021.
And what will people see then?
What they'll see is most of the infrastructure that is at Stevens Field is going to be moved away from the water. The baseball field and basketball court will stay where they are. Tennis, playground, all of that, and the parking is going to be pulled back towards this new acquisition piece.
Cohan says that in the planning, one of the elements they had to be sensitive about is expected sea level rises.
So that's the purpose of moving everything back away from the water, is so that we don't have new construction going underwater during in stormy seasons. The plan for Stevens Field is that in the summer months, we'll go down, we'll launch our boats, our kayaks, we'll be able to play softball and baseball. But when the winter comes and you have these surges, the Stevens Field will act as an absorption area for those activities.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.